humanitarians, environmentalists, and more broadly, the common human being, that is to say, each and every one of us. Besides, the core premise of this book is to show you that it is not the experts who have the capability to alleviate the threat facing humanity as a result of the emergence of superintelligence. No, it is you and I who have that power. More importantly, it is you and I who have the responsibility. Around the time this book is published, we will be coming out of almost 2 years of living with the COVID-19 pandemic. We will be feeling optimistic that the vaccines are starting to work and that there is a chance for our way of life to go back to normal. But normal is forever changing. I believe that the way our global community and political leaders have handled the outbreak of COVID-19 is not that different to the way that they are handling the imminent outbreak of the artificial intelligence pandemic. I just hope that we can learn from the mistakes we made with COVID-19 and perhaps deal with this new shift in our way of life in a manner that ensures less disruption, more predictability, and less social and economic adversity. Please don't let the simplicity with which I have attempted to write this book mislead you. The facts backing up my assertions here are undeniable. They are informed by my long career of more than 30 years in technology. Before my current startup, which utilizes some of the most sophisticated systems, robotics, artificial intelligence, and machine learning technologies in a way that could conceivably save our planet, one of the highlights of my career included a 12-year stint at Google. There, I was privileged to lead the launch of Google's operations and technologies in close to half of Google's offices worldwide, encompassing more than 100 languages. My time there concluded when I assumed the role of Chief Business Officer of Google X, the infamous innovation arm of Google, that incubated some of the artificial intelligence development projects, such as Google's self-driving cars, Google Brain, and most of Google's robotics innovation. My insights into the very core of the artificial intelligence developments that have led us to where we are today, derived in part from my time at Google X, are unique. I'm combining my direct experience with AI development with my work in the field of happiness research, documented in my internationally best-selling book Solve for Happy, a very successful podcast, Slow Mo, and the nonprofit organization I founded, 1billionhappy.org, to bring you a unique perspective on the challenges we face in the age of the rise of superintelligence. My hope is that together with AI, we can create a utopia that serves humanity rather than a dystopia that undermines it. In this book, I will argue that this is a responsibility that everyone, including you and I, must assume to create a brighter future for us all. Please don't worry. This is not a science fiction story told out of fear, but rather a tale of one of humanity's biggest opportunities. This is a chance to turn around the excessive reliance on consumerism and technological advancement that may have improved the quality of our life, but at the expense of every other being on our planet. Only if we, you and I, take charge and change, will this be a story of hope. In the middle of nowhere. To begin, I want you to imagine yourself and a frail old version of me sitting in the wilderness next to a campfire in the year 2055. That would be exactly 99 years since the story of artificial intelligence began at Dartmouth College, New Hampshire, in the summer of 1956.